You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is from Rudy Schubarth, Assistant Professor of Aeronautical Science at Laterno. Take a listen.
Well, I am a alumni of Laterno University. I came here as a student to study missionary aviation. So found from a young age, I wanted to be all about aviation. I wanted to do something as a pilot, as a mechanic, and wanted to serve God as a missionary pilot. So Laterno University was really the best spot for me at that time, and learned all about aviation. I went through the pilot and maintenance degree here. Spent a little bit of time doing mission aviation as a summer internship. And really through that experience found I had a much deeper passion for inspiring young people, young men specifically, towards what godliness meant. And so I was surprised by that, and came to find out that missionary aviation was kind of what I wanted to do for God. It wasn't necessarily what God wanted me to do, which was jarring. I spent my life preparing for that. And so I graduated in 2008, and it was a much different job market than it is now for aviation. And in a roundabout way, I ended up working with unmanned aircraft with the military. And so I was a civilian contractor. I deployed overseas to the Middle East a handful of times, and worked hand in hand with the Army and the Marine Corps, and spent some time in California as well doing training, and really got a very, very in-depth understanding of unmanned aircraft and how they work, and kind of what drones can offer beyond the military setting. And so I spent a lot of time looking at empty hillsides and mountaintops, you know, wishing I was doing that in the United States, doing search and rescue or something else besides the military application. So I was helping Laterno actually start the UAS degree, Unmanned Aircraft Systems, and kind of advising them in the classes to how to form the classes and form the degree plan. And it just so happened that the transition worked for me to come to Laterno and teach in that program. So that's what brought me here. I, of course, knew the mission and the vision of Laterno. Was very fit very well into my life and the way that I was attempting to influence people in the industry. I really saw my industry in drones as a mission field. With the direction of my life going the way it did, I was all about missions and still pursuing the best way to point others to Christ. And I did that through hard work, through being the best pilot that I could be, no matter what I was flying, and that made a difference and gave me some credibility among my peers. And then when they noticed my life outside of work, they wanted to know more about that, and it opened the door to sharing my life and my journey where God had brought me. And so it was a really good experience, and I want to be able to share that with students, share that, teach other young men and women how to do that in their lives, how to pass that on, more so than just being good at your job, but how to make that shine as a light that makes other people notice what you're about. So I really like to teach professionalism and doing good work, doing excellent work, doing really your best work. And it doesn't matter so much what grade you get, maybe, or what score you get on a test, but if you know the knowledge and you know how to apply it, and you can be useful and do good work, then that's really what I'm interested in seeing as a teacher. So It's been an amazing journey finding my teaching chops, as it were. I never considered myself a teacher. I always considered myself a professional, a leader, maybe, and gave my best at the job I was doing. But I'm really finding I really enjoy seeing kind of the spark as students come into knowledge. They learn something new, or they're faced with a challenge, something that is really difficult to understand and comprehend. And I can give them a couple of building blocks, and watching them figure it out on their own is really, really my favorite part. Some of the opportunities that we've had with the students is able to use some of the tools that I was able to use when I worked with unmanned aircraft, and tools as far as the operations that we do. Using drones is such a new field, a new industry, that not a lot of people know what there is about, you know, what there is, what the job involves. And so I'm able to share some of those organizational tools and methods that they can take on and really be leaders in the industry that they go into. It is a very accessible industry, very easy to get into, but it's also very difficult to demonstrate your knowledge and experience in a way that transfers in a lot of situations. And so I want my students to be leaders in whatever they do, whatever company they work for, whatever operation, whatever team they may lead. And so I really try to give them the tools that they need to succeed in that environment as leaders. And so in teaching them about Christ and Christ-like leadership in that, there's really a lot of parallels. I was just reading in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 the other day in class about always being ready and always kind of having an answer about Christ coming, about living your life in a way that's worthy of that, and that directly applied to situational awareness in the aircraft, being aware of what's going on around you. And here Paul is telling the Christians in the earlier church to do the same thing with their lives. And so there's a lot of parallels to aviation and unmanned aviation that's been really neat to see. So the students build their own airplanes. They start out that way and learn to fly them, and then they learn to put an autopilot in there and then apply the technology in that way. And that's really something that sets us apart, something we do a little bit differently, but something we do well is teach the fundamentals, and that's in almost every program that I've seen here. It's teaching the fundamentals well, giving the students a good building block for taking on in the future, and then just building on top of that with experience and some additional knowledge. So that's what's worked out really successfully for us. It's a lot of fun. Excuse me. It's a lot of fun seeing them get inspired and come up with new ideas and new ways to do things, even beyond what I could see. And so it's exciting to get to light that fire a little bit and be a part of their excitement about what they want to do with their lives. I think something about my role as faculty is really the personal involvement with the students that I'm able to have. I certainly intend and work on being accessible, both personally and kind of professionally, with my office door open and that sort of thing. And I've realized a lot of the faculty on campus do. Most of the faculty are very accessible and have a mentorship available to students. They enter their lives more than just the teacher-student relationship, but really kind of leading and discipling them. And that's been a lot different. My feedback from parents is just how thankful they are that their students had some additional resource to kind of walk along with them. So that's been a big part of what my role is and what I see my role is at Laterno.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Laterno University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Laterno's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Laterno University, visit letu.edu/tv. Make sure to follow Laterno University on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.